This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kamaz, Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Beis. We're learning the laws of Hagba, Galila. As we mentioned, Meyikar Hadin, Hagba should be given to the one Gadol Shaba Oilen. But nowadays, we even give it to Beinanim. Okay, fine. One who wants to purchase, to hand the gartel and the mantle to the one doing the galila, meaning the handoff. It's a third kibud. The goylo cannot protest. Even though he bought the galila, he cannot loikana likach milim. He didn't buy to take the mantle. Or even if the word the goyla here is referring to the magbia, it's a separate kibud to wrap it or to purchase the right to hand it off. If the minog is to buy psicha, then the chazan can't say, it's my job. It's not his job. It's being sold. If it's being sold, then it's a fair purchase. Vayakam haglila v'chal asher ba lehakoina me'es ha'auctioner. Okay. Siv Gimel. Hagoylo sefer Torah yamidenu keneged ha'tefer. Kedei she'em yikara yikara ha'tefer. The one who does glila, he should position the Torah by the stitch, meaning the stitching should be in the middle. In case it rips by the stitch. Now we know Goylel here refers to the Hagba. The question though is, when you actually do what we call Galila, do you need to make sure that the stitch is in the middle? I don't know the answer to that, because the Gemara is talking about what we call Hagba. Accordingly, there is no source that when you do the galila, it has to be. In other words, the magbia needs to hold it up because he's holding it up in a precarious situation. So if it's uneven, there could be a tear. But that the goylel should have to turn it in a way where the stitch is in the middle, I don't know if there's a source for that. One time I did a hagba, and the gabai said, you have to make sure the stitch is in the middle. And I called him out. I said, Mehechitesi. Who says that when you lift it, it has to be in the middle? But who says when you turn it, it has to be in the middle? I don't know that that's the case. I don't know. It could go both ways. Okay, Sif Dalet. Hagolo Sefer Torah golo mi bachutz uchshu mehadkoi mehadkoi mi bifnem. Now this is talking about the way the Svaradim do the Hagba, that when you do the Hagba, you roll it from the outside, and when you wrap it from the inside. What does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain, but the Ramah explains it. Haga Perush, kesha sefer oime lefanav, when the sefer is in front of you, yia haksav neged panav, the writing should be in front of your face. V'yascha ligla mi bachutz, you should begin to roll it from the outside. So the ksav should be in front of you, and you should roll it from the outside. V'yachar shegamar haglila, and after you finish the glila, yahadeif soif hametbachas mibafnim, you should fasten, you should tighten the end of the mantle from the inside. Shekeshiyavay likroisbay, so that when you come to read it, yimtza hidik mibafnim, the adhesion is on the inside. V'lo yitzarach lahapech hasefer Torah. Okay, that means as follows. The way they used to wrap the Sefer Torah is there was a sheet that you wrapped it with. Now, the way you would fasten it, they didn't make a knot, but they would insert it into between the two scrolls of the Sefer Torah, so that when you took out the cloth, it took you right to where the Kriyas HaTorah was up to, and you didn't have to flip it backwards, so now and the Sefer Torah is upside down. In other words, if you're going to somehow fasten it where it's closed opposite the underside of the Sefer Torah, so then when you open it, it's going to come out that the Sefer Torah is upside down. This way, when it's fastened sort of tucked away in between the two scrolls. Yeah, you understand what I mean? Mashal mahadavar doyma. There's something called baseball. They told me once upon a time there's something called baseball. And there was once a guy in the World Series who, he hit a ball and it went right between the floor and the wall of the outfield. Now, if it wouldn't have gone there, that team would have won the World Series. But the Malach HaMemuna over the other team came and positioned the ball in between the floor of the stadium and the wall of the outfield. And because of that, they called it a ground rule double, because it got right in between that area. So too, when they wrapped the Sefer Torah, they would wrap it in between the crevice between the two scrolls. So now it's tucked away there. So when they open it up, they open up, and they open up to the ksav of the Sefer Torah. Okay? Okay, now I'm only really explaining the second part of the Ramah. Namely, after you finish rolling, you stick the edge of the cloth in the inside. This doesn't really explain what he means. It still doesn't explain. You roll it from the outside. I believe what that means is as follows. Okay, now I'm going to explain the first statement of the Mechaber. That when you roll the Sefer Torah, when you do the Hagbah, you do it from the outside, meaning you're magbia it from the backside of the Sefer Torah in order to show the ksav lifnei kol ha'am va'eda. In other words, when you're goylel, right, I'm now being goylel the Sefer Torah. The way the Sfaradim do it is they hold it and they show the ksav to the am. So me, I'm doing the Hagbah, I'm doing it mi bachutz, so that the sees the befnim of the Sefer Torah. So that's what I believe what the Mechaber means. Hagoylel Sefer Torah, this comes from the Gemara Megillah. The Baragoylel says Shem B'Gemara, but he doesn't say which Gemara. I think it's the Gemara in the end of Megillah. That you show the interior of the Sefer Torah to the people. Okay. Venera says, "Ram the Chozah Mayri kishe'achad oisa klal aglila." This is talking about when one guy does a whole glila. Va'achshav shenagim she'achad magbiya ve'achad goyel. Nowadays, that one guy lifts it up and one guy wraps and rolls. Haksav yia neged hamagbiya. Then just the opposite. The ksav should be facing the one who lifts it up. The Sfardim do the ksav keneged ha'am. Ashkenazim do the ksav keneged the magbia. V'chei noyagim, that's the minhag, ki hu ikar ha'goylel. The ikar goylel is the magbia, v'ho'iches sefer Torah. No, they don't. That's my name. You could call. But who said that?
Very often me.
Oh, you said that. So the answer is it's not necessarily true. Only by one of them they do it.
Yes.
There are three Sifrei Torah. You do it at night. Out of the four Hagbah Galilas, contrary to popular opinion, you only do it one time. And you don't have to do it. But it's brought in the art scroll to do it in an unusual manner. What that unusual manner is, it's not clear, but yes, the way most people do it is one of them they do the other way around. But 99.9% of the Hagbas of the year, you do the way the Ramah says over here, that it's facing the Magbia. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Perush kesha sefer v'chulu. Hainu, deloy nite lefaresh masha amru goyle loy mi b'chutz. Don't make a mistake to explain that which it says, you roll it from the outside. That when you hold the amudim of the sefer Torah, laharis haksav la'am, to show the ksav to the people, yitzam tzeim la'achsa ba'ofen she'achareh negdai, you should try to position it and hold it in a way that the back of it is opposite him. Umameila ba'esha yirtzalasas glila gam kentia glila rak. And in that case, when you roll it, you're rolling it behind the sefer, because the ksav is not opposite you. Therefore, the chiddush is deloy chinu. This is not so. This is not so. In other words, you might mistakenly think that when it says goylul mi bachutz, that is, when you're holding the amudim of the Sefer Torah to show the ksav to the people, you should hold it in a way where the back of the Sefer is toward you. And therefore, when you want to do glila, the glila is, so to speak, from behind the Sefer Torah. The chiddush is no, deloy kenu. The afshe mitzvah laharis haksav, even though there's a mitzvah to show the ksav to the people, kid isam msacha soifrim, afilu hachi tzach liyos haksav neged panav shel oiche Sefer Torah, Kain be'ez hagba, v'chein be'ez haglila. It needs to be that the writing is opposite the face of the oiche sefer Torah while he's holding it and while he's wrapping it. The kivan shu oisek b'sefer Torah, since he's involved in the sefer Torah, kavod ha-Torahu, it's the kavod of the sefer Torah, liyos haksav neged panav, that the ksav should be opposite your face. Umasha amra goyloi mi bachutz, that which it says, you wrap it toward the outside. Hainu de haschalas haglila iya mi bachutz. The beginning of the glila should be toward the outside. Kasha nevar besiv katan sha'achaza. So, you might make a mistake and think, Goylo mi bachutz is, since you're holding the Sefer Torah opposite the people, so you wanted, when you want to do the Glila, you would do the Glila me'acherav also. So the Chiddush is, no, that's not correct. Because even though you need to show the writing to the Sefer Torah, the Ksav needs to be opposite the Oiche Sefer Torah during the Hagba and the Glila. So then, what does it mean, goylo loy mi bachutz? Well, we'll have to see in the next Mishnah Berurah. How are you yaschil liglol mi bachutz? Says Mishnah Berurah, perush tchilas hanachas hametpachas al sefer Torah legoylo yia mi bachutz. The beginning of the wrapping of the Sefer Torah should be from the outside. So when you begin to wrap it, you begin to wrap it from the outside. But when you fasten it, you're going to fasten it from the inside. Because the kavod for the Sefer Torah is that the one holding it should always be opposite the ksav. Now, how do you fulfill that if you're the magbia, the way the Sfardim do it? I'm not sure. Because when the Sfardim do the Hagba, they show the ksav to the people. So if they show the ksav to the people, that means the one holding it, he's facing the back of the Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not do that.
The Gemara Mishnah talks that a little bit differently. It's talking about Gaila Sefer Torah. It's talking about the Indian. That you're rolling the Sefer Torah from one to another. And Bachutz means that you have two parts of the Sefer Torah and it's on your lap. You should do the one that's further away, because if you do the one that's close to you, the other one will fall to the floor.
That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn, but the Mechaber doesn't learn that way. The Mechaber learns like the Rif, that it's talking about the Hagba and the Galila. That's why the Baragola says, L'Perush Harif. Yeah, there are many different Perushim in the Gemara. This halacha is not going Lefi, the classic way to understand that Gemara, is going Lefi the Rif. V'yascha liglo perush chilas hanachas hamadfachas al sevato lego liyam mibachotz. V'ayim imachsas hashakish shematzadei lomer, tezeo davka lefi ma shemasik harama. Look in the Machsas HaShekel. Any Sfardim here? How do the... When the Sfardim do the Hagbah and they show it to the people, the guy holding it, he's facing the backside of the Sefer Torah.
Don't they put it down and turn it around afterwards? Or am I imagining that?
I don't know. Okay, va'ayim b'machzos hashakel shematzadei lomer dezel dafka l'fi ma shemaskar amal demayi b'kishabal agba oisa gam kein aglila. The Machzos HaShekel says this is based on the way the Ramah learns it, that it's talking where the Baal Hagba does the glila. V'al kein chashinan shem yaschal aglila mitzad p'nim yeishlochas chasusham shetibal sevetar letzad chutz. Therefore, we're worried that if you begin the glila from the inside, the Sefer Torah is going to fall to the outside. Masha'en ken kishamaschel mibachutz, as opposed to if it begins from the outside, di'yevsha shatipa lachutz, da'machzikai b'mapa shamaschel ligloi sviroi. So this is referring to another explanation in the Gemara. That was the explanation of other Rishonim, that it's talking about when you roll it, you roll it from the outside so that the outer column doesn't fall. And when you tighten it, you tighten it from the inside. Okay. Masha'in kein kishamaschel mibachutz, as opposed to if you start from the outside, the yevshe shetipa lechutz, it cannot fall to the outside. Damachzikoi b'mapa shemaschel legloi svivai, because you're holding the mapa that you began to wrap around it. Avol lefi minogenu she'achad magbiya v'sheni gol, according to our minog, that one of them lifts it up and one of them rolls it, d'leke lemechash kol kach shetipa, that you're not concerned that it would fall. The kivin shabal haglila omid lefnei ha-sefer Torah, since the baglila is standing before the sefer Torah, efshar shatipa mehera, cannot fall quickly, v'lo yagash, without you realizing. So efshar dim yirtza yuchal ha-haschal l'goyla mitzad p'nim. It's possible that if you want, you could begin to roll it from the inside, v'chein minageinu she'ein makpidim b'zeh. If one guy is magbi and one guy is goylel, where there's no concern really that it might fall, because since the Baal Aglila is standing opposite the Sefer Torah, it could be you could begin to be Goyla Mitzad Pnim. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We're going to continue tomorrow. But there seems to be some procedures that they had that, you know, we do a little bit differently. Okay. Wait, we'll hold over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.